the winter wheat is planted.
Channel C technical agronomist Derek Crompton has been watching harvest progress. Crompton says the weather has been working in the farmer's favor.
Harvest has been moving right along. Obviously, I know some people like a little more rainfall for this fall for a recharge, but I don't think anybody's hardly taken more than one day off since harvest began and started. So it's going pretty smoothly and quickly. I think for the majority of the guys out there, there's not a whole lot of soybeans left or down to the last couple of fields. And then corn harvest, you know, for a lot of people, the guys that got started on it early, they're almost to the end. And a lot of other guys that had sugar beet harvest in the middle of it, you know, it sounds like a lot of those guys are to the halfway point.
Crompton advises farmers to watch their corn rotation for 2023.
No, I think maybe just one other thing, you know, as we think about some of the trends that we've seen, it seems like the presence, especially in North Dakota, of corn rootworm on continuous corn acres seems to be on the increase. I've, you know, had a chance to look at half a dozen of those fields myself where damage was pretty severe. So I think the trend might be that we'll see more smart stacks and corn rootworm protection going on to continuous corn acres as we move into the next few years.
Are you